Hi, and welcome to the Mouse and More podcast. I'm Krista. I'm joined by Rachel and Liza. It's just the three of us.
Okay, you've got me, sorry, you got me tickled, because Liza's now got me thinking in songs.
That's right.
And I'm here, it's ladies' night.
It is ladies' night.
That's right. You know, because you hang out with me long enough, Rachel, it's going to happen.
Now I'm thinking in song lyrics.
That's right.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that you will start. Well, she and I sing on the phone all the time. It's not right. I mean, thank God no one else can hear what we're talking about, because it would be bad.
It would be really bad
and embarrassing.
Okay,
probably. Especially since neither one of us are we singers? I'm certainly not.
I am a singer, but not. I mean, it's not great, but it's loud. That's what counts.
That's a good quality, right?
That's what
okay.
counts.
Okay, wait, I just had another thought.
What's
that song, It's Time to Go Solo, Roll It?
Oh, that's Ice Ice Baby.
Okay. See, now you've got me thinking solo parenting, solo lyrics. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and that's appropriate because its topic tonight is solo parenting. Or, if you prefer, Mommy and Me trips.
Or Han Solo parenting.
On solo parenting. On solo parenting, you apparently never saw The Force Awakens, because in that movie, Han Solo parenting takes a really ugly turn.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, can you imagine if he ever took Kylo on a
Disney trip
by himself?
No, it really wouldn't work. Pack your lightsaber, son. Okay, let's bring this around. So Mark and Bridget and that other guy, Adam, and everybody's on vacation but us, right? And so we decided to go ahead and do a topic that was kind of near and dear to our hearts, which is solo trips with your child, because we've all done the one-parent trip. And there's a few tricks to getting it right and making things a little easier for yourself, babysitter. But also,
Leave them in the hot tub.
In the hot tub. Yeah, that's not good. But, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do to kind of make things easier. So, first of all, I go all the time with my kids alone. My husband doesn't have a lot of vacation time because his job is kind of stressful. I know that you have both gone. And, of course, Liza is a lonely single mother.
Yes.
So, yeah, so we've got it all figured out. So, Rachel, what is one of your favorite tips for traveling alone with your child?
Oh, you threw it to me right off the bat.
I know.
I really take in consideration the resort when I'm traveling alone with him, because it's me managing getting us from one spot to another. And, you know, my son is 7. And so I like Pop Century, or, you know, the resorts that just have one bus stop that are smaller, that are a quick walk to the main building to get some food. That is a big consideration for me. I don't always pay for a preferred room, which means you've got a room closer to the main building. However, when I travel with my son, I often do that just for the convenience factor.
That's really smart. I do the same thing. Like I put a lot more thought into where we're staying. Just because, like, and mine are a little older. I have a 15-year-old and 2 11-year-olds. But, like, we just stayed in Saratoga Springs without Kevin. And the one thing I did was, and you and I talked about this. So I had a preferred location, and you were like, oh, are you going to be near Disney Springs? And I said, no, I want to be near the main pool and the food court in case, you know, my older one can take the little ones over. You know, if I'm working in the morning or something, he can go take them to breakfast. So I wanted convenience. I wanted easy location to food. You know, that was important to me. So
awesome.
What about flying down? Because Rachel, you always fly. So tell us about what you do to make that easier.
Well, it is a little challenging, because if the airport we usually fly out of does not have curbside check-in. And so if I have a couple more bags than my son and I can get moved from the parking lot to there, that is a challenge. You know, so I'll take that into consideration. How many bags can we transport, just the two of us? And then, you know, I still have him go in the restroom with me and everything. But I'm trying to, you really, that when I fly, flying, it's just the luggage that becomes, it's the biggest issue we battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, I think it's harder on the plane. Like when I've flown with the three kids by myself, you know, when they were really little, we went out to Disneyland and we met Kevin out there. I found that I was really careful about packing things that would keep them occupied on the plane. And you do that anyway when you fly, but when it's just you that has to keep, you know, kids quiet, you definitely want, you don't want a scene, right? I mean, you don't want like three kids crying at once. So I found that I was real careful about packing more books, more snacks, more everything than I might normally have been, just because I wanted the easiest flight possible.
Right. And so, I remember the first time we did it, I told my son, I said, listen, you are mama's big boy this trip. I am going to need your help because your dad's not here. And that made him feel so proud, and he really tried to help me as much as possible. And just letting him know, you know, you're a big kid, you're responsible, and I need your help. And he was happy, you know, he was more helpful than he normally would have been.
Yeah, that's smart. That's really smart. Liza, you drive. What would you tell moms or dads who are traveling alone with kids? What kind of advice would you give them?
If you have to drive a long drive? Okay, so this is what I like to do. And I'm not sure where, you know, you're coming from in the country, but I'm driving from Louisiana going to Florida. So I like to wake up super early, like, I don't know, hit the road at like 3:30 or 4 in the morning. I know it's nuts, but that's how I like to do it. And I like to stop and get out to eat. And I go to Cracker Barrel. Because Cracker Barrels, I don't really have to worry about anything because I know that the people that are going to be in there are going to be cool usually. I like hanging out with people, eating at the Cracker Barrel. And then the kids can run around a little store and stretch their legs and stuff because it's so long sitting in that car that right. They really need that time to walk around. And I take my time for a while in there and also, you know, sing Disney songs. I always have Disney music playing in the car. Kind of gets you pumped, getting ready to go and interact with the kids a bunch. And because my kids won't really sleep in the car, which is not, I mean, I would if I were them, but you know.
You know what? And that's a good point is if you stop when you, like, it kind of gives you like a safe, clean place, like any kind of sit down restaurant. And there's not, I mean, sometimes, you know, like, I have to be perfectly honest, driving down 75 to Disney, some of these rest stops or these places that we've stopped are really dumps. Mm-hmm. But if you go to someplace like Cracker Barrel or Chick-fil-A, which is always pretty clean.
Or Chick-fil-A, you know, that's a good one.
Yeah,
and they have that playground.
Yeah, yes. You're right. The kids can stretch their legs. You can take them into the bathroom and know the bathroom is not going to be horrible. Mm-hmm. So that's a good point. Like instead of maybe going through a drive-through and then hitting the bathroom later when you get gas, I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, never go to the fast food because if you're sitting in the car and you're doing the fast food, then you've got the fast food bags in the car and then that makes it smell kind of bad. And then the kids didn't really get out, but maybe to go to the bathroom and get right back in the car.
Yeah.
And you need more time than that.
You just have to, so you're kind of adding another hour or so onto it.
But it's worth
it. And yeah, it's totally worth it. And that's actually really good advice. I don't tend to do that every single time. We do the fast food, but again, mine are older. I will say one of the scariest things when we've driven down, when it's been just me and the kids, are the bathroom breaks. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, one kid's got to go really bad and one kid's lollygag and you're like, wait for me, you know, and you're scared and it's a rest stop and God knows. And all of a sudden there's signs that say there are snakes in the area and not to mention truck drivers with questionable backgrounds. And you're just like, oh my gosh. And plus I have boys. So I have a daughter too, but I have two boys and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sending them into the bathroom alone. And there's that sort of like until they were like maybe 8 or so, I would bring them in the bathroom with me, but then they start really hating to do it.
Yeah.
And then you get the hairy eyeball from the mom who's like, oh my God, you brought your child who's a boy into the bathroom. So
yeah, I'm already getting that with Parker. And it's so
hard. How old
he's
is he?
He's 7.
Oh, he's 7.
But he's so tall. He looks older. Aww.
So I will tell you, when I see a mom do that, I make sure I smile at her. I might even give her a nice kind word because I know she's nervous and I know she's worried that what people are going to think. And I remember being in that position when you didn't know how to really take that, you know, or how people are going to react. Let's go ahead and segue to the...
Wait, hold on. I've got a tip to share. So when we have driven to Hilton Head before, that's probably our longest drive with Parker, but that's 14 hours for me. Wow. And I read somewhere at one point, and we've done that trip more than I think we've done it 3 or 4 times. There was a suggestion I read, and I do this, and I think it's a fabulous idea, and some people are going to think I'm crazy. But I go to the dollar store, and I buy little objects or toys that he can play with in the car, and I wrap them up in wrapping paper like a present, and I throw them in a bucket, and I tell him, if you are good this length of the trip until we stop, the next time we stop, you get to pick out a prize from the bucket.
Oh,
and it's
great.
Always some sort of toy or something that he can use in the car and keep him busy. So it's a new present. It's a new toy. I'm going to use it for the next 2 hours. We stop again. He gets a new one. And I also get, like, if I know we're going to be driving at night, I'll get the glow-in-the-dark bracelets and different things like that so he can play with those at night. Mm. But I wrap them, and so he's, like, got a reason to be good.
Yeah, the wrapping paper makes a difference.
We did that when I flew with the twins. I got books and I wrapped them all up. And so, you know, for one thing, when they're little, I mean, unwrapping things is fun anyway.
I like unwrapping things.
I know,
right?
Hello.
So, yeah, we did that. That's a great idea. It just adds like a little more work to whatever they're doing, you know? So I kind of like that part. Yeah, that's a great idea. What about the bathrooms with opposite sex kids in the parks? Because that's a big one. How do you tackle that, Rachel?
Well, I mean, like I still make him go with me, but some of the places have a family bathroom, which is nice. But if he goes in there with me, I always tell him we'll have stalls next to one another. And I'm like, if you finish before I do, because he doesn't always want to, it's also to the stage where we don't go in the stall with mommy some of the time, you know.
Right.
And so I'll say, you stand right by my door as soon as you're finished, and you don't move until I'm finished using the bathroom too. And that's part of it. I mean, there's just little things like that you have to take into consideration, but he's not wanting to go with me anymore.
Yeah.
And I did let him our last time go a couple of times by himself, and it made me a nervous wreck. I had a hard time functioning, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and I feel differently about some bathrooms. Like I used to have like this hierarchy of like okay bathrooms.
Well, yeah.
Like maybe at Universal, I'm not letting him go into the bathroom alone. But and maybe in the UK Pavilion at 8:30 on a Friday night, there's no kid going in alone. But you know, maybe in Fantasyland, okay. Yeah, I don't know. And I'm sure it didn't make any sense, right?
No, that makes no sense.
Well, yeah, like, it is true. Everybody kind of feels like that, I think.
Well, and I mean, like, you know, I mean,
well, I mean, it makes
sense.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of, like, I will never forget, we were in Hollywood Studios, and this is during when they used to do Star Wars weekends, and there were so many drunk people in the park that day. It was packed. It was like all these 25-year-old guys who were just highly intoxicated, and I didn't let him go in the bathroom by himself
because
I thought, you know, I don't feel comfortable. But again, like I said, if I had been in, you know, the Magic Kingdom during the day, I mean, I don't know. I just felt that. Or the Cracker Barrel. Exactly.
I'm telling you, it's a good
place.
I don't know, but then in my head, I'm like, a pedophile is a pedophile, and who knows however many people are in that bathroom, and your son's the only,
I know. Oh,
well,
it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I mean, I am totally serious when I say to you, I will always say, you know, try to make another mom feel comfortable. Even now, years after really having to tackle this, because, I mean, Thomas is 11. He's absolutely not coming into the bathroom with me. But although I've seen kids that age in the bathroom, and guess what? They're more than welcome, in
my
opinion.
That's right.
But you're always going to have that one lady who's given you that look, you know?
Yeah, that's not cool.
And, you know, and I've never heard anyone say anything to anyone, but, you know, anything unkind, but you never know. Okay, so here's something that gets me even now, which is quick service dining. I think when you're solo parenting.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's hard because you're like those cokes are heavy, and then you can't find a place to sit. So, like one thing I found, because you know I'll have like 3 kid entrees and an adult entree and all these drinks, I have found they will actually help you with the tray, and you don't even have to ask. So, well, you could ask if they don't offer, but I have never not had someone, you know, one of the cast members offer to help me to take it to the table, which is extremely helpful.
It's not like you can just go find a table and Pecos Bill kid.
Yeah.
Find a table. I'm going to wait right here. You know, because it's so big. There's no way.
That's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
You just can't. So, yeah, well, you're right.
And that brings up a safety thing. Phones. Your 7-year-old probably doesn't have a phone at home, but do you think maybe in this kind of situation you might give a kid a phone just so that they have, like, God forbid they get separated, you know, they have some way to, you know, hey,
like
mom.
One of those cheap burner phones?
No, but I mean, like, with when I think the when we got Eric his first phone, he was 11, and that was because we were on a trip. It was me, him, his little friend the same age, and the twins. All 4 of us went together, or 5 of us because we had that extra kid. Mm-hmm. And that was when I first let Eric have a phone because I was scared. I was like, you know, what if he runs up to the bathroom and gets separated from me? And I mean, you know, obviously they know to go to a cast member, but I mean, you know.
Well, I think 11's not a big deal. I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to the parent, you know, and their discretion. It's just, yeah, but I get it. I mean, we didn't have phones when I was a kid, so we have walkie-talkies.
Did you have walkie-talkies in the park?
We had walkie-talkies.
Oh, I love it.
We did.
That's come in. This is so-and-so.
Oh, yeah, we did. And sometimes you'd catch
daughter number 2.
You would catch somebody else's channel, and you'd be like, oh. Not my mom.
That's too funny.
Yeah, we had walkie-talkies, and it was, you better meet us here at this specified time, or you're not coming back. And like, okay. So then, like, the whole time we'd be paranoid. What time is it now? What time is it now?
I love it.
So let me ask you because, okay, it's about, for those of us in the South, well, we're all in the South, it's about a month into summer vacation, and I don't know about you, but sometimes at that point, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, you need something to do, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing happens on vacation. You know, 2 or 3 days of solo parenting, you might need a break. Did you do any babysitting services? Did you do something on your own so you could have like 2 hours of peace and quiet without someone talking to you about how good Mickey bars are?
I did the Sandcastle Club, which is no longer there. So,
no, to the end of the month it's there.
Okay, but that doesn't count because
yeah, that's true.
It's going to be gone. And I'm hoping that they put something else in its place, or maybe they're just trying to figure out some other kind of cool thing so that we can hang out and do stuff, or the kids can hang out and do stuff, and we can go do our own thing or just go walk around the World Showcase. And, you know, really, honestly, I just walked around the World Showcase and watched all the movies.
Yeah, I did when they were really little. I would do the kids clubs or I would do kids night out. We had so many good experience with kids night out. Kids night out is the babysitting service. It's not Disney, but it's recommended by Disney. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is you can. It's kids NITE out. So you can .com, and they're also in California at Disneyland Park, but You can specify the kind of babysitter you want. You can say, I want a college age, you know, female babysitter, and that's what you'll get. Or I want a 40-something, you know, mom type or a grandma type, whatever. You can even ask for a guy, whatever you like. We've had everything from a lady who was a trainer with JetBlue. That was her regular job. To a girl who was a recent college graduate who was an animal specialist at Animal Kingdom, who actually got the kids backstage the next day.
Wow.
She was the best. We had one girl, we always used to call her, I don't remember her first name, but we would call her something Poppins because she was just the best. Like, we had good experiences. So we use them many times, and now we don't, obviously, because
sure
I have a 15.
Heavily screened, those people.
They're pretty, yeah, they are, and they're pretty expensive. And actually, I have a good friend who tried to get a job with them and got turned down. So, I mean, they're pretty picky, I think. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, good experiences. So I've used them, and met up with friends, or just, you know, like you said, walked around the World Showcase and mumbled.
Just do stuff that your kids are going to gripe if you try to do it. You know, like you're looking in the England shop with the little soaps, and they're like, I'm not trying to do this right now. We want to go ride a ride.
Yeah, exactly. You do kind of need that time to yourself, I think. I think that can be really nice for parents. Oh, for sure.
And one way to get that, I've noticed when my son and I are there, we tend to spend more time at the pool on those mm-hmm. days, it seems like, than we normally would if my husband with us, because it's harder for me to do the park all day and night with him. Mm-hmm. And at the pool, I can kind of, I mean, he can swim, and I can kind of sit there and just have a, you know, a breather a little bit. Well, and they usually have those little kids activities going on in the pool, so he can do that and be around others, and you can just kind of breathe a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, it can be intense. And you know how kids are. I mean, they totally, like, you know, they're going to talk a lot.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so... Yes.
I mean, I do, not consciously, I don't think, but I'm thinking about it. I plan our trips a little differently. But I will say, to me, Disney is the easiest place for me to go with my child by myself. Yeah. And especially with flying, although the luggage and stuff can be a booger. But if you fly to Orlando International and take Disney's transportation and then everything else is bus, I don't have to worry with anything as far as transportation wise. I don't have to worry with where I'm going. I don't need to follow a map and try to pay attention to the road and deal with my son talking to me. I can just get on a bus and let them take us, and he and I can enjoy our trip. And there, I can't think of any other place where you could do that.
Right. I agree. It's super easy. And part of the reason it's easy is, I think, is cast members kind of, you know, will give you a hand, whether, you know, it's your tray or whatever.
Oh, so. They do. And if your child gets upset, they magically appear with a sticker. I'm like,
yes. I have so many of those stickers. I couldn't even tell you how many I found in my suitcase the other day. I was like, oh, there's the mother load of Mickey stickers.
Yes. Well, and I think also, and this is one reason why I like to send bachelorette parties down there, it's safe. I mean, I feel really safe with
my
kids.
I just laughed hilariously. Well, I'm like, bachelorette party, drinking, party, and kids.
Oh, no.
Safety.
Yeah, but you know what? No, but and Liza and I were talking about this in Las Vegas, and I said to her, you know, I've sent a lot of bachelorette parties to Walt Disney World, and the girls are, you know, they're 20-somethings, and they're just with their friends. They can drink. They're safe. They can get on a bus and go back, and no one is going to bother them. As opposed to Las Vegas, when we saw a lot of bachelorette parties, and it wasn't quite the same atmosphere.
It's not the same, because you're going to be around families. You're going to be around people that aren't going to be crazy. It's kind of like stopping at the Cracker Barrel.
It is like stopping at the Cracker Barrel. So, I mean, like, I feel safe. You know, and Disney with my kids by myself, you know, getting off a bus at 10 o'clock at night, I don't worry about anything happening as I walk back to the room.
Yes, and that's a big deal.
Yes, and I have met so many other parents with their kids alone, too. I mean, it's very common, I think. I've shared an Uber before with a mom and her kids because the bus line was so long, and she and I started talking, and we were both by ourselves. It's like, you want to just share an Uber? I mean, I've met a lot of parents there with their kids and not another adult there to help them.
Yes. But, you know, one of the best times I had with my girls was when I was by myself. And we were around the castle area. And, like, we stopped because the electrical light parade had just started. And we just sat there and... These people were so nice. They were like, oh, you're here by yourself with your twins? Oh, my gosh. And they just parted the seas and let us, like, get right in the front. Love that parade. And I just – that was, like, the best night I had with my kid. It was so, – we closed the park down. I told the girls, we partied all night, kids. It was great.
I will speaking of partying all night, I'll tell you another challenge, though, that I have is when you get on the buses at the end of closing a park, because Parker will stay up with me till 1 or 2 in the morning when Magic Kingdom's open that late. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get on that bus, and he goes to sleep. And I've got a stroller. When he was younger, I had a stroller, I had a backpack, I had the popcorn bucket, and him. And he is asleep. And I can't tell you every time that's happened, people have offered to watch him while I got the stroller off so then I could come back. The bus driver held the bus so I could get him, or they've helped me carry him out. And, you know, because you're there with other parents and they know you need help.
Yeah. Imagine twins falling asleep and you're by yourself. And you're And you're like, oh, this is cool. But, you know, you just got to roll with it.
Have you always had people help you?
Oh, yeah. I usually do. I mean, I'm usually find that people are really quick to want to jump in and help you out, because they'll see me, like, with the double stroller, like, pulling it closed and hiking it in the bus and then getting the kids, you know, and it's a good thing I do CrossFit.
Well, and I noticed too, like, we would have, and I have to say, the stroller came in very handy when you're by yourself, because, you know, when the twins were, like, say, you know, four or five, two twins in the stroller, I would always say to Eric, you do not take your hand off the stroller. Like when we were walking into the park or walking out at night when it's super crowded, I'd have the little ones in the stroller and I'd say, your hand is on here. If you take your hand off, it's not going to be good. And he would keep his little hand on there and he wouldn't go anywhere. And we could get in and out of the park so much easy. Like you have to kind of, you have to think ahead of time. Like as a mom or as a dad, really, you are thinking a few steps ahead anyway when you're taking your children out wherever you're going.
Yeah.
But I think when you're planning a trip like this, you really do, like Rachel said, you plan it differently. And one of the things I did was I set up expectations that the kids, you know, this is what I want to happen and this is how this is going to happen. Or we'll go back to the room and you'll have to do math.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And they knew there were math sheets. There are always math sheets in our house.
That's amazing. I need to do that. But
yeah.
I think a tip that I have is if you have kids that might not typically be in a stroller but are young enough or small enough or weigh enough to get in a stroller, rent a stroller. Don't get one from Disney. Rent from an off-site company. We've named a few here, I believe, on the podcast before. But rent one or get your travel agent to tell you which place to rent. And also, another tip is I get these hooks. I'm not sure what they're called, but they close. So they kind of like...
Oh, the big hooks? The
it's
big
like
mama
a metal big, hook.
Big mama.
The big mama hooks. It's a metal hook.
Big mommy hooks or something.
Yeah, it's like a metal hook that you can just snap on the stroller handle. Because the double stroller handles for sure, it goes across, all the way across. So I get that hook and I put the hook on there, or get a couple of them. And if we get bags of shopping bags or we're doing something, I hook them on that hook. Because it closes, so it's like a hinge hook. I don't know what the exact name of it is, but it helps a lot.
It's not like a carabiner, is it?
I'm not really sure. I know it's like a, it's like, maybe it is. Maybe it is that. I don't have to hold the bags and push the stroller or shove the bags under the stroller if there's not room under there because I've got a diaper bag or whatever you've got shoved under there. And then I'll just hook the shopping bags on the back of the stroller and the hooks.
Yes, I have a big carabiner thing. It's a humongous one, and that's why I think it's called a big mommy hook or something like that. But yes,
oh,
I use one of those too.
Yeah, because it's good because, you know, it's just little things like that to make your life easier. Anything you can do, because you can have the best time with your kids there by yourself. You know, you don't need other people to go with you to have the best time ever with your kids. And I feel like it provides more of an opportunity for you to really bond with your kid because you're really with your kid. You know, it's like there's nobody
else. It's more intimate.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and I think that that's absolutely true. Like I felt like even on this last trip, I just really loved having kind of like, I don't know, like it was all about the four of us. Although really it was about the three of us because the 15-year-old kind of went off and did his own thing, which is another story. But I mean, you know, he's 15.
Yes.
And again, the parks are safe. You know, he knows them well and he likes to have a little time to himself. But I just felt like, you know, we could do whatever we wanted too. It was kind of like, oh, it's 9:30 at night, let's have ice cream. You know, whereas my husband's a strict parent, I will say. So I'm the more laid back one. Although I do have those math worksheets.
I'm glad you don't bring them when I'm going with you.
You know, have you ever actually used them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yes, yes. The threat of the math. You don't have a Chinese American husband and not have math worksheets around. I'm not even going to lie. Like this is the same man who actually tried to give the math once on Christmas Day. They were done with their toys, and he was like, I think they could do some math now. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to put my foot down. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's I'm seeing crazy. Some math worksheets in my future.
Oh, yeah. No, math worksheets are a great motivator. You don't want them to seem like punishment, but I mean, quite frankly, you know.
It is punishment, quite frankly.
Well, I mean, but you could say, you know, look, this is what I expect you to do. And if you don't do it, we could go back to the room and do math. And those sheets are sitting back there. And they see
and you
them.
You better take them back to the room to do math if they mess up, because you got to stick to your guns.
I think that could be like a big motivator in any workplace. I could be like, you know what, Liza, I need you to do such and such for me, and if not, I'm going to make you do math.
Dude, I would be doing such and such.
You need to edit that show
real quick. The such and such would be going down because Miss Liza don't do math worksheets.
Yeah, well, we've discussed our dislike of multiplication the other day.
It's
so
really
yes. But yeah, I don't know, and I think that is a good place maybe to close out the show.
Well,
is that
wait, you okay. Always want to close it, and I have another thought.
Okay, all right.
maybe that's your thing for me, Liza. One last thought with Rachel. Their other consideration would be your dining not just quick service, but, you know, character meals. I think the buffets sometimes are a challenge when you're, or I had a challenge when Parker was really little, like when he was 5, you know, leaving him at a table to go get food, or do I take him up there with me and he's just a mess. So I tended to try to book character meals that were not buffets. I don't know. Did y'all experience that or?
Oh my gosh. Even now with buffets, with the two younger twins, I'm like, oh my gosh, do I have to run back and forth because this kid needs this and this kid needs, oh gosh, it's awful.
Yeah. Or like supervising the plate. Cause yes. Like they're going up there to try to put food on a plate, but then it's like, oh, are they going to drop the plate? Is it going to slide off? They're not paying attention. I don't know.
Let me just tell you, I have a friend who was a manager over at Hollywood and Vine for a couple of years, and she said you would be stunned at the amount of food that's thrown out there because some kid will basically put a hand in the food or whatever. So thank you for watching your kids because, yeah.
But so character-wise, and I can only think of two, or no, maybe there are more. But so that are not buffets. So Ohana for breakfast is served family style. Garden Grill breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Love Garden Grill.
Cinderella's Royal Table, right?
Yeah, it's not a buffet. Yeah. And there's characters.
That's three. Help me.
There's a cold buffet for breakfast at Akershush, but it is served family style at the table, so you don't necessarily have to go up to that cold buffet. But
oh yeah, they do. They have that, but the cold buffet is the best part.
Well, I like the cold buffet too, but I'm just saying they bring the big plates of food to the table.
Do.
So
what do they do at the Rapunzel breakfast? That's served to you at the table, isn't it?
They bring the food to you, and it's really good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What is that one called? I can't. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, my gosh. It's called the
breakfast
something.
With Chris Wood's boyfriend.
Yeah, it is.
Is it Trattoria? No.
It's at Trattoria Al Forno, but it's called the I almost called it the Forbidden Journey breakfast. It's something sail away with these people.
Okay, but is that the
sail away with these people?
Say that one again for me, Chris. Is that the Trattoria
Al Forno?
Okay.
Which I love.
Are there any other restaurants you can think that, that's a challenge?
No, you're right. Well, and character meals are hard anyway, I think, as a parent. Yeah. You know, you're like, come on, I just spent $35. Eat something. You're so distracted.
Yes. That's how I feel, too.
By that same token, I actually like the idea of one sit-down meal a day just because where they bring you food, just because as the mom, you finally get, okay.
It's like a break.
Yeah, it's a break.
And Dining plan, when you have small kids that like characters, to me, it's worth every penny. Because I've been with the dining plan, without the dining plan with my kids, and I was so much happier when I had the dining plan.
Right.
So much happier. Because I felt like I can do this and not have to stress about, oh my gosh, this bill is insane.
Yeah, that is, well, that's the benefit. And I have to say, I think that's really the biggest benefit of the dining plan is you just don't have to worry about what you're spending. But yeah.
Well, if you're doing
that's a whole other show.
I mean, yeah, but with kids by yourself, I don't know. I think it's worth it. I really, really do.
One more thought, and just to share, because I know these two places have saved me a bundle. They're at Magic Kingdom. You can go in Dumbo's tent and let your kid run around and play. Yeah. And that is a, you know, just like you were saying, for the restaurants, a place to take a break. There's not, you know, I mean, there are shows and other things, yes, but for your child just to run and you to sit there and go, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Dumbo Circus Tent is a great one to do that in. And then at Animal Kingdom, the Boneyard. And Chris, you're the person who told me about the Boneyard. I didn't know it was there. And
the Boneyard's fantastic.
Oh, it's a saving grace for parents. It really is.
Do you know what the nice thing about the Boneyard is? Okay, so, you know, you have that one climbing area, and that's really great. But then you have the Boneyard over, you know, over the bridge. Okay. And there's fans and there's shade. But the great thing is some brilliant person thought to themselves, we're going to take volcanic rock and it's going to be really teeny tiny like sand. And that's what they're digging in. So when they get up, it falls right off of them. I mean, you brush it off a tiny bit, but it doesn't stick to you the way regular sand was. That's the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah. It's great over there. I love that spot.
Yeah,
but that's a really good place, I think, if you have young ones with you.
Yeah, and they can't, it's not like they're going to get out of there. So you can kind of relax. And we actually, my twins actually went in there for about 20 minutes, which I was actually really surprised by because they are 11. I'm like, oh, Boneyard. But I think it was like a nostalgic thing. They hung out there. They dug. And it was kind of nice. I just, you know, I really got comfortable and then they wanted to leave. So
yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh, great. You know, because it's not really their thing anymore. But definitely if they're under like 9, I think it's, you know, cute for them.
But the
climbing area and that's fantastic. I actually like that myself. I will go in there and run around with the kids. And there's, you know, you see bigger kids in that area. But the digging part's more for little kids. And Dumbo's 12 and under. That's great. What are some other little fun places? There's the water play area in the Magic Kingdom if you think to bring the change
Junior.
Of clothes.
Yeah,
that's cute. That's another good way for them to, you know, because a lot of things, you know, like you're in the park all day and you're having a great experience, but they are waiting a lot, even with fast passes. So it's nice to give them opportunities to kind of run around and wear themselves out.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm trying to think, are there any others? I mean, places like that. There aren't really, are there?
Well, they took away
Did they still have that splash pad area at Epcot?
In Epcot, yes, they do.
They do, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Well, oh, inside the seas, I feel like that's a good area, too, to give them some time to kind of walk around.
Yeah, that's fun. And it's air-conditioned.
Yeah. We always hang out there.
You can go see the manatees, which are my favorite. They're so cute.
Oh my gosh, did I post that video of the manatees that I took?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to have to post it because it is the cutest thing. This little manatee got his little manatee paw or whatever his little flipper was, and he had that romaine lettuce, and he was just like, bum, bum, bum. He was eating it.
Yeah.
He was so freaking cute, and the girls were like, Mom, do you want a manatee for a pet? Do you want to get a manatee? And I'm like, yeah, I want a manatee. I don't know where I'm going to put them, though.
You know, I'll tell you what. Manatees are living proof that you can eat salad and not lose weight, so don't eat salad.
They're living proof you can be a vegetarian and still be, you know.
Kind of chunky.
So are hippos. Hippos are vegetarian.
That's right. Oh, my God, I love hippos. Anyway, we digress. Okay, so what's your final tip? Any final tips?
Do it. Go with your child. Don't hesitate.
Yeah, do it. And then, you know, just kind of roll with it and let the kids do what they want to do for the most part. I mean, they're kids. I don't know. I love going to the parks with my girls. I'm going to hopefully take them down to the Halloween party, just stay like 2 nights and leave. But I'm really excited to go back with them by myself. I love going by myself with my kids.
Yeah, I say definitely don't feel like it's not something you can do. You can absolutely do it on your own, and there's no reason to not try it. It's probably, like Rachel said, it's probably the easiest place you'll go by yourself with kids. So,
they'll love it.
Okay, well, I want to thank you both for joining me, and we'll be back next week, I guess, with everyone. We'll be back from their vacations. We'll have a nice review of Toy Story Land from Bridget, Mark, and Adam's perspective, which will undoubtedly not include the Humpty Dance or anything, you know, crazy like that. But
it's okay.
We'll definitely have that. If you like us, and I don't know why you'd be listening otherwise, but if you like us, you can give us a review on iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook. We have a private group. We'd be happy to answer your questions there. And of course, we're on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Thank you.